I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Well, it will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this final quarter as they trail Russell 26-16. Russell only held to 4 points in that second quarter, and Mount Holmes with a chance to cut it back to a single-digit margin as the inbound pass goes to Gilbert over to Husky on the left side, down the corner to Rucker. Back over to Husky. Now top to Gilbert. Back to Husky on the left. To Jackson at the elbow. She's dribbling down to Lane. Now kicks out to Yates in the right corner. Yates dribbling into the paint. She's going to pull up for the jumper shot. It's blocked by Ailey, and she comes up with the ball. She'll give it to Handy, who gets into the front court. Now ball goes over to Thone on the right. Thone will dribble up to the top. That goes over to the left side. Gives up top to Court. Court takes a screen from Handy. She's going to pull up at the left elbow for the jumper. Will not go. And Gilbert gets the rebound. Back on the Lady Bombers. Now Thone with another chance to cut single digits. Gilbert finds Yates in the left corner. She'll give it to Gilbert on the wing. And she's called for the travel before she gets the pass off. That is Mount Holmes' 12th turnover of the night. 7:04 left to play in this game. 26-16. Russellville leading Mount Holmes. Handy will inbound the ball for the Lady Cyclones. Mount Holmes going with the zone press. Inbound pass goes to Campbell. Now back to Handy. Back to Campbell. She'll get it into the front court to Ely. Now finds Court cutting into the lane, going in for the layup. Will not go, but she draws contact and head to the free throw line with 6:55. Let's play in the game. Kay Jackson picks up her third personal foul. That is the 16th foul against Mount Holmes. Since Russell is at the free throw line now, and the next one will put them in a bonus, both teams will be shooting free throws from here on out. First shot for Court is up. Good. Cameron Mullen checking back in for the Lady Bombers as Kay Jackson will take a seat. So one more free throw for Court. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 17 points on the night for Jaden Court, including 4-4 from the free throw line. 28-16, the Lady Cyclones up, and they steal the inbounds pass after it sails over the head of Aston Yates. Here is Handy with it. Dribbling on the left side, gives it there to Court. Court dribbling up to the top, now goes over to the right side. Now she's dribbling into the lane, she's going to pull up for the jumper, and she gets it. 19 points for Jaden Court. 30-16, the Lady Cyclones up. 6.5 minutes left in the game. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. She'll get it across the timeline. Dribbling toward the left side. Trying to avoid a double team. Throws it over to Husky on the right. Back over to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three near the top. Good! Kate Gilbert with 7 points on the night. 30-19, Mountain Home trailing Russell. Over 6 minutes left. And Thon almost had the ball stolen from her. She's able to get it back. Her pass is knocked away. And Ely tries to save it out of, but she can't. It goes out of bounds. And that will be Russellville's 11th turnover of the night. Rain Thon's going to check out the game as she'll be replaced by Brenna Burke. 5:56, let's play in the game. 30-19, Russellville leading it. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. Gets it to Mullen, who gets it across the timeline. Dribbling on the left side. Gives it to Rucker in the corner. Now out on the wing to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to be called for the travel. 14 turnovers against Mountain Home in this game tonight. 5:47 left to play in the contest. 30-19, Russell with the ball and the lead. Handy will inbound the ball on the far sideline. She gets into Burke. Now back to Handy. Handy will get it across the timeline. Now she gives it to Court. Court dribbling up top. Husky there on her. But not close enough for her to start the 5-second count. Now the official does, as Court will throw it over on the right side to Burke. Burke going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Ely gets the offensive rebound. And now she'll be fouled from behind. Amelia Rucker picks up her first personal foul. That is the seventh team foul against Mountain Home, and there's a 1-1 coming up for Pilar Handy with 5:18 left to play in the game. This will be Handy's first trip to the free throw line tonight. She has 5 points so far in this game. So Handy's first free throw is up. No good. She missed the front end, and she'll be called for the foul on the rebound attempt as she goes over the back of Amelia Rucker. That is Handy's third personal foul, the eighth team foul against Russellville. So now Amelia Rucker will go to the line for the 1-1. This will be her first trip to the charity stripe tonight. The 5-7 team that's playing this game. Right now it's an 11-point Russellville lead. So Rucker at the free throw line. First free throw attempt is up. No good. She misses the front end, and the rebound comes to Russellville. Court with the ball. She will throw it to Burke. Burke gets into the front court to Handy on the left side. And now Handy throws it to Campbell in the right corner. Now on the wing to Burke. I'm sorry, to Court, actually. Court will give to Handy at the elbow. Tries to throw it to Ely. Ely is able to get it. Pull up for the layup. No good. And Yates gets the rebound. And she's trying to get out of a double team. Throws it off the leg of Handy, and it goes out of bounds. And that will be Mount Holmes basketball with 4:45 left to play in the game. 30-19, the Lady Cyclones up. Mullen will inbound the ball. Gets it into Husky. Now into the front court to Yates as Mount Holmes breaks the press. Yates going to dribble down into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. And a fight for the rebound. It will be controlled by Court. Back comes Russellville. Court quickly back to the way. She's drilling toward the low block. Tries to throw it to Handy. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. It'll be Russell's ball on the baseline with 4.5 minutes left to play in the game. And looks like Mount Home's going to call a timeout. It'll be a 1 minute timeout. We'll break with 4.5 minutes left to play in the game. Russellville leading Mountain Home 30-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
ASU Mountain Home is proud to be recognized as the top in the nation, located within minutes of two beautiful lakes and three rivers that feature great fishing and water sports. Hiking, camping, and hunting opportunities also abound in this region. The campus of ASUMH, situated on scenic rolling hills, will truly inspire you to reach for your educational goals and change your life. Your future looks awesome at ASUMH. Live it while you learn it. For more information, visit asumh.edu.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
It will be 4.5 minutes left to play in this game as Russellville leads Mountain Home 30-19 in this girls matchup. Over on Class Kits 101.7, the Bomber boys are up on Van Buren 50-41 with about halfway through the final quarter there. In Russell inbounding it as Ely takes the inbound pass to the page. She'll dribble up to the top, gives it there to Court. Mountain Home has one timeout left. Russell with two full timeouts left. Mountain Home's only timeout is at 30. Court dribbling a little close to the half-court stride. Now gives it to Burke. Burke dribbling on the left side. She's met by a double team. Gives it to Court. Court will drill to the right elbow. Now goes back out on the wing. And she picks up her drill. And now Russell's going to call a timeout to avoid a 5-second count. So we'll take a 1 minute break with 4:06 left to play in the game. It is Russellville leading Mountain Home 30-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you thinking you've missed the window of opportunity for a record low home mortgage or a refi? At Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, the window is still wide open. Plus, we've got friendly hometown home loan experts to help you. Call Farmers and Merchants Bank or the Bank of Fayetteville and ask to speak to a mortgage specialist near you. Turn the window of opportunity into a new front door. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
There's 4:06 left to play in this game as Russell takes the timeout. Both teams with one timeout left. And is Russell up 30-19 over on Class Kids 101.7. Mount Holmes boys are up on Van Buren by a score of 53-42. Handy will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline for the Lady Cyclones. And we'll throw it into the backcourt to Burke. Burke gets it across the timeline. About to be met by a double team, so she'll throw it to Handy near the top. Finds Ely by herself. Now has the ball knocked away from her. Good defense by Mullen, but the ball does go out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home. Russell inbounding it with 3:54 left to play in the game. Handy will inbound it underneath the basket. Gets into Ely at the top. Now Aston Yates is called for the foul. And another one-and-one coming up for Russellville with 3:51 left to play in the game. Yates picks up her second personal foul. That's the 8th team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. Talia Ely at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 6 points so far this evening. First free throw is up and good, so she does earn the bonus. So one more free throw to shoot for the Lady Cyclones. Second shot for Ely is up. No good. She gets 1 of 2, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. 31-19, Lady Cyclones up. Here is Mullen with it. Gets it to Gilbert, who'll get it across the timeline. Dribbling on the left side. Goes up top to Mullen. Mullen will give it to Husky on the right. Back to Mullen. Back to Husky. She's going to immediately pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And it looks like Court will get the rebound. And she will get it to Handy. Now to Burke. Now back to Handy, who will get into the front court. Handy dribbling to the left elbow. Now she goes back out on the wing, and she'll be fouled from behind. Kate Gilbert picks up her second personal foul. That's the 9th team foul against Mountain Home, and that may be the one you want to foul. So far, Talara Handy 0-2 from the free throw line with 5 points. 3:19 left to play in this game. Handy will shoot the front end of the 1-1. First shot is up. Good, so she does get the bonus on this one. Annie Norcross comes into the game, replacing Parker Husky. So one more free throw to shoot for Handy. Second shot is up. Good, she gets both. She now has 7 points. 33-19, Russell up with 3:19 left to play in this game. Inbound pass goes to Mullen. Mullen will get it into the front court. About to be met by a double team. Zale trying to dribble out of it. Finds Yates just outside the paint. Now she gives it to Gilbert in the lane. She goes up for the layup. Good. 9 points on the night for Kate Gilbert. 33-21. Russell leading it. And they immediately turn over in the backcourt as the pass to Campbell goes behind her and out of bounds. That will be Russellville's 12th turnover of the night. 2:59 left to play in this game. It's a 12-point Lady Cyclone advantage. Mullen will inbound it to Gilbert on the right side. She will pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the ball will sail out of bounds on the far sideline. It'll be Russell's ball with 2:53 left. Emma Wilbur and Kay Jackson both checking in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Amelia Rucker and Cameron Mullen. This is the first time Wilbur's checked in tonight. And Jaden Court gets the ball into the front court, dribbling on the right side, going down toward the corner. Now finding Campbell in the lane. She's going up for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Rebounds controlled by Gilbert. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court. She's dribbling into the lane, going up for the running jumper. Shot is blocked by Ely, and she comes up with the ball. Over 2.5 minutes left to play in this game. It's a 12-point Lady Cyclone advantage. Ball goes down to Handy on the low block, out to Court on the right wing. Now Court being met by Gilbert as she drills up to the top. goes over to the right side now. As the ball knocked away, but a foul is going to be called on Kate Gilbert with 2:15 left. As Gilbert's third personal foul, and that does put Russell in the double bonus from here on out. So two free throws coming up for Jaden Court. She is so far 4 of 4 from the free throw line with 19 points. Court's first free throw is up. Good. And now Russell is bringing in several substitutions, as looks like they're going to clear the floor except for Court, who still has one more free throw to shoot. So Zariah Willis comes in, and so does Shaisha Willis. Paige Thomas also checks in. And let's see if I can figure out who the other one was. Court's second free throw is up and in, so she'll come out of the game, and she'll be replaced by Rangan Phone. So Russell clears the floor with 2:15 left to play as they lead 35-21. Inbound pass goes to Aston Yates, now to Jackson. She's met by a double team. And now she'll be fouled from behind. That foul is on Shaisha Willis. Her first personal foul, team foul number 9 against Russell. So this will be the last 1-1 from Mountain Home as Kay Jackson heads to the charity stripe. And now Russell's clearing the floor once again. They're bringing back in all the players that just checked out. This is Kay Jackson's first trip to the free throw line. She has 2 points so far this evening, 2:10 left in the game. By the way, over on Class Kits 101.7, I believe it's 54-46 Mountain Home up on Russell. Kay Jackson's first free throw is up and in, so she does earn the bonus. One more free throw for Jackson. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 4 points on the night for Kay Jackson. 35-23, Russell leading Mountain Home. Ball goes to Court. She gets it across the timeline, down to 2 minutes. Court's about to be met by a double team, so she'll throw it up top to Burke. Back over to Court. Court will be fouled from behind. Kay Jackson picks up her fourth personal foul. And Russell already in the double bonus, so another two-shot opportunity for Jaden Court. With 1:51 left to play in this game. And Mount Holmes getting close to running out of time on this season. Court's first free throw is up. Good. She is so far a perfect 7 of 7 from the charity stripe. And looks like Russell's going to clear the floor once again, except for Jaden Court, who still has one more free throw to shoot. She gets this next one. She'll be replaced by Rain Thone. Second shot is up, and she gets both, so she'll come out of the game as Thone checks in. I believe that was Sarah Velasquez that's also checked in for the Lady Cyclones. Inbound pass goes to Lauren Waymire. Now to Gilbert. She's met by a double team. Finds Jackson, who gets it across the timeline. Met by a double team herself. Now trying to get it to Aston Yates. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Russellville. Here is Shaisha Willis trying to throw it down on the low block to Milo Iborny. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Russell, by Mountain Home, and Russell will keep possession. And Russell's going to put all their players back in that they just checked out. And now Mount Holmes going to bring in another player. Amelia Rucker's going to come in as Kay Jackson takes the seat. 37-23, Russell up with 1:33 left to play in this game. Inbound pass will be triggered by Court. Gets in to Talia Ely. Ely dribbles out on the wing, gives it to Campbell. Now ball goes up top with Burke. Back over to Campbell on the left side. And she'll be fouled from behind. Annie Norcross picks up her first personal foul. So Gracie Campbell at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has a score in this one. She was the one lighting up, one of the ones lighting up last time these two teams played 6 nights ago. First free throw for Campbell is up. Hits the front of the iron. No good. Emma Wilbur is going to check back in for Mountain Home, as looks like Kate Wilbur is going to take a seat, and that is going to be it for her career as a Lady Bomber. She gets a hug from Adele Leonard. Free throw, first, second free throw for Campbell is up. She gets and good. She gets one of two, and the rebound, and she'll come out of the game. And now Haven Klinger is going to check in as Yates checks out for the last time as a Lady Bomber. Hey Gilbert and Aston Yates, the two seniors for the Lady Bombers. This is going to be it for them in the blue and gold. Ball goes to Millie Rucker, gets it across the timeline, a little over a minute left. It's 38-23. Lady Cyclones up. Rucker will be fouled from behind. So this is going to be two shots for Millie Rucker as Mount Holmes now in the double bonus. Shaish Willis picks up her second personal foul. That is the 10th team foul against Russellville here in the second half. First free throw for Rucker is up. No good. She's now 0-2 from the free throw line. Rucker's second shot is up. Good. She gets 1-2, her first point of the night. 38-24, Russellville up. A little over a minute left in this game. Zariah Willis into the front court for the Lady Cyclones. She gives it up top to Paige Thomas. Now Wyborney has it, but gives it to Shaisha Willis. Hey, has the ball knocked away from her. Wyborney is able to chase it down, gives it to Zariah Willis, who's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but she draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 42.9 seconds left. Haven Klinger picks up her first personal foul. So Zariah Willis at the line for a pair of free throws. First free throw for Willis. Zariah Willis is up and in. Camille Pitchford checking into the game for Mount Home, replacing Amelia Rucker. Lauren Waymart also coming out of the game as she'll be replaced by Ashlyn Estes, one of the freshmen that Dell Laren moved up a few weeks ago. Zariah Willis gets both free throws. 40-24. Russellville up, 38 seconds left. Ball goes to Will, tries to throw it to Emma Wilbur in the back in the front court. Ball is knocked away by Thone, and it goes out of bounds with 34.8 seconds left. Mount Home will inbound it with underneath the basket. They trail by 16. Well, tell you what, Mount Home played so much better towards the end of the season, but they're going to come up short in this game. Ball goes to Norcross up top. She'll pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound comes to Russellville. Ball goes down to Shaisha Willis, who puts up the layup. No good. Zariah Willis gets the offensive rebound. Can't get the foul to go. And this time, Mattson Home comes up with the board. And 18 seconds left. Estes into the front court. And she'll be fouled. And go to the free throw line with 14.6 seconds left. Paige Thomas picks up her first personal foul. Ashlyn Estes at the line for a pair. Like Madeline Spears and Chloe Bewley will check in for Russellville. They're going to bring in a couple more subs as well. Estes' first free throw is up and in. So looks like they're taking everybody out except for Zariah Willis. So Russellville's going to move on to the next round, play Bologna tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock down over in Faulkner County. Estes' second free throw is up, and she gets both. Her first 2 points of the night, 14.6 seconds left, a 14-point Lady Cyclone advantage. And down to 10 seconds, Zariah Willis into the front court. And it looks like they'll just dribble the last few seconds out, and that's going to put a wrap on the Lady Bombers season this year. And that's going to do it as the final buzzer sounds. I'll tell you, tough night for the Lady Bombers, so I'll tell you what. Gotta love the way they played toward the end of this season. They got so much better as the year went on, but they're going to suffer the 14-point loss tonight. We're going to take a 2-minute break, come back, and put a wrap on tonight's broadcast. Our final score tonight: Russellville defeats Mountain Home 40-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!